Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me today as we take a look at the astrological energies from July 12th until July 19th, which is the last full week of Cancer season, where we have the Sun in Cancer making some interesting interactions over this next week. We have the Cancer New Moon coming up on July 17th. Plus, this is the week where the nodes of fate change signs. They move from the north node in Taurus, enters Aries, and the south node in Scorpio moves into Libra. So we'll be talking about all of that and more in today's show, as it is my intention every week to offer you insights into the energetics of right now to support you in moving through these energies in your own life, in your own world, to also know that these are collective energies. These are things that are coming up for all of us. And that can also help with tapping into the bigger picture, what you are meant to see at this time in your journey, what you're meant to understand, how to also go deeper into your light, your power, your choices, what is for your best and highest good at this time. And so I hope that there is at least one message in the podcast that resonates with you and supports you at this time. Now, I'm going to start by discussing the Sun in Cancer energies, because as the Sun moves through the third decan of Cancer, there is something here that you're meant to emotionally move through. This is a processing energy, internally processing something, especially from the past. Now, the past could be last month, the past could be 4 years ago or 20 years ago. So that can be a relative term, of course. But this is the energy of looking at what are you ready to cleanse out of your energy system right now. And it would be related to something emotional, something personal, something that maybe felt like, I'm getting the image of a thorn. You know how roses have their thorns? If there's a thorn, I'm seeing a thorn in the heart. If there's a thorn in your heart, if there's a thorn of something from the past, if there's something that you feel like you're just wanting to purge it out, you know how we even get impatient with some things? Almost like, I want this to be through. I want this to be over. I don't want this lingering in my energy or anywhere in my experience. This is the week that will support you in purging anything that you want to intentionally release. And that's not only because of the Sun moving through Cancer, but also because of the Cancer new moon coming up on July 17th, which I will discuss more as well. This is a week to be very honest with yourself around what you've been through and how to ensure that you are understanding it's just energy moving through. It can move through without attaching. It can move through without lingering in your experience or feeling like it's something that has overly defined you, meaning it's defined you in some way and you're realizing, no, I don't want that to be the case, or that's no longer how I'm going to perceive this. So this would be a time to look at what is coming up in your awareness, especially through your feelings, your responses, your reactions, your emotional world, what's coming up for you to look at and make some clear decisions for yourself around to say, you know, I'm willing to allow this to be released. I'm willing to allow this to flow through me and to not be something that I'm hooked into or holding onto. I'm also getting the visual here that there can be things that we accumulate, emotionally accumulate throughout our experience that we don't even realize takes up space in our energy body or in our emotions. And I'm feeling something in the back of the heart, the dark side of the heart. That's an interesting thing. I've never even said that term before, but I got the visual of the dark side of the moon. And the Cancer energy is related to the lunar cycle, to the moon. And so here we also have the understanding that we absorb and we take in, as well as reflect energies all the time. We're always in these phases of growth and learning and understanding. And I'm seeing this as something on, I'm going to call it the dark side of the heart that's behind the heart, right? That you don't fully see it because it might be covered up. It might be something that you tucked away. I'm also getting the visual of a closet from childhood where maybe there's like old toys or an old stuffed animal back there. Again, things you don't ever really think about. They're just holding space. This would be the week to look at what is holding space in me that I no longer want, need, or desire in my energy. And you might find that it comes up really fast, like something comes forward really clearly and quickly right in front of you. And you're like, oh my goodness, I had no idea that was it. I had no idea it was related to this or that or the other thing. Keep in mind, also with the Cancer energy, it can absolutely be related to not only childhood, but your programmed understandings of your own emotions, your own experience, and who you are that originated in childhood from your parents or from anyone who initially formed you at an unconscious level. And what I mean by that is that the Cancer energy, it's the first water sign of the zodiac wheel, and it's where we unknowingly absorb and take in energies in order to understand the world around us and how we're feeling and what's coming up and what's going on. And we can be these energy sponges. We can be energetic sponges that have taken on so much. And after a while, the sponge can get very heavy and dirty and soggy, and then we just accept it as status quo. Or we just say, well, this is just how it is for me, or this is just how I was raised, or this is just how I grew up, or that's just how my parents raised me, whatever it might be. This would be a time period to step into more of your power around what you are energetically holding that you're realizing, I don't want that anymore. I don't want to take on or feel some of the things that maybe came up again from the parents or from anything that previously defined your internal world. And so now I'm feeling the energy of sadness or heartbreak or things that were disappointing or that just felt overwhelmingly emotional. There could be something that, again, it almost surprises you this week and you're like, wow, I didn't know that was it, but it makes so much sense. And this is a time to be very loving and compassionate with yourself and to not overly attach or identify with something that just is meant to flow through you. Like, it doesn't have to be sticky. It doesn't have to stick anymore. In fact, maybe that's part of what this loosening up is. And again, the dark side of the heart is where we can accumulate energies of resentment, of disappointment, of lower vibrational things that we haven't fully healed, purged, or moved through. And this would be the time period to do so because I also feel like it can move through quickly. So instead of feeling like, oh, I got to work on this, or oh, this is going to take a while to move through, it's almost like I'm seeing this fast moving river that is just flowing and it just wants things to be released and to move through you that set you free, from anything from the past, anything from a previous experience or a previous version of yourself. This is a freedom flow. Let's call it that, a freedom flow of energy where you could feel lighter, especially as we move into Leo season, which starts July 22nd. But there could be something here that you're just feeling like, okay, I understand how this has shaped or formed my experience. I understand how this has also shaped and affected my internal world, my internal place. And maybe it infringed on your sense of safety or your self-love or your desire to be loved or to give love, to receive love. There's going to be intense movement this week. It could catch you off guard. It could be something too where you just find yourself crying or doing something to move the energy to release it. And then it's almost like the storm passes. It passes through, the sun rises again, you feel lighter and clearer. So there is intensity, emotional intensity this week as the sun moves through this current energy that is absolutely connected to the Cancer new moon. Now, before we discuss the Cancer new moon, the sun in Cancer sextiles Uranus in Taurus at 22 degrees, July 13th and 14th. And when the sun in Cancer sextiles Uranus in Taurus, there is a revelation, something that you understand from a higher perspective, because Uranus is the cosmic mind, universal intelligence. It's above the human perception. And it's almost like you could get some kind of understanding around a pattern, a habit, a routine. You could see something with new eyes, just having some kind of breakthrough that's meant to be supportive, that's meant to give you information or an understanding of some of your experiences in this lifetime. And that's because Uranus in Taurus is revealing to us how we've built up our lives, what we've been through, what we've experienced, what we have accumulated in our energies, as well as what we value in our life. And there could be something here that gives you an insight into your own unconsciousness, your own unconscious habits or patterns or something that, again, you just didn't see previously. Now, this is a softer sextile, which means that it might not be as powerful as for everyone. It's going to be working with planets or points at 22 degrees. And this is new territory for Uranus as well. So Uranus has not been at this degree point in Taurus yet. This is new territory. So that's why there's also something here that is going to perhaps be a revelation, a breakthrough, something that you're just arriving at, like you're just seeing it now. And what this also does is it gives you an understanding of, okay, now this is what I'm going to choose next. This is how I'm going to open up the energy or move it forward or do something with it that actually is for my best and highest good now. So this sextile to Uranus occurs before the Cancer new moon. And this Cancer new moon is powerful. Now, it occurs at 25 degrees of Cancer. And so you'd identify where you have 25 degrees of Cancer in your chart. Again, this is on July 17th. And what occurs here is that the sun and the moon are conjunct, the moon being the ruler of the Cancer new moon and being in its home sign of Cancer, makes it extra potent, extra powerful. So this brings up more of what is going on within you in a very personal way. Cancer is about your private life, your internal world, your private experiences, your personal energy field, and what you're feeling and sensing. It brings us back into our home base and also gives us new ways to continue to trust ourselves. Trust what you're feeling, says the Cancer new moon. Trust what you need. What do you need right now? What do you need that would be good for your energy, good for who you are? It would be something that supports you emotionally or otherwise. There's almost like this is where we definitely need to take care of ourselves and to own that as part of our power, and also to trust what you're feeling without requiring outside validation or confirmation. And that's one of the ways that the Cancer energy strengthens, is that it continues to trust what it's feeling. It trusts what it senses. Now, this Cancer new moon begins a process that actually unfolds for about 5 days. So let me describe this. The Cancer new moon is on July 17th at 25 degrees. Then the energy continues to move forward because the sun moves 1 degree a day. So 4 days after this Cancer new moon, on July 21st, we're going to have a grand cross in the cardinal signs, which means the sun in Cancer is going to directly oppose Pluto in Capricorn at 29 degrees and square the North Node now in Aries and the South Node now in Libra. This is that intense purging that I mentioned. This is where there's something you are meant to move through, like bust through it. You're like, I am the champion of my story, and I'm no longer going to allow this, that, or the other thing to be a part of what I carry going forward. This is intense, and there's an opposition here from Pluto, which relates to some type of karmic energy, something that you're learning to mature, you're learning to get stronger with, learning how to maintain your power, to not give it away to an external source, to not allow someone else's abilities to overshadow your needs. So this can be a dynamic that shows up with family matters. This can be something in the workplace. This can be something that you are feeling or sensing in your own personal life around what has been disempowering, and now you're ready to look it straight in the eye. Because the opposition to Pluto and Capricorn is going to require us to face a fear to ensure that we're maintaining our power. So this is also where it's important to look at things and be very honest about what is coming up and what you're feeling so that you aren't thinking that somebody else has to save you or rescue you or take care of you. Rather, this is you saying, I've got this, I'm strong enough, I'm going to handle it. And I'm going to grow from it. I feel like this is some kind of karmic threshold. I feel like there's something here where we're busting through a portal of what needs to close out, what needs to end and fall away. And that's what you could be feeling. I'm also getting the visual of going higher. Go up higher into the higher realms. I'm seeing this as connecting with your higher self, with your soul's frequency, to understand what is closing out for you because you've outgrown it and you've matured through it. You've emotionally completed it. There's something here I feel could be really significant, especially if you have planets or points at 29 degrees of the cardinal signs. So 29 degrees of Aries, Cancer, Libra, or Capricorn. I'm going to keep it, let's even say 28. Okay, 28 to 29 degrees of these signs. I'm going to keep it at a tight orb and really look at where you are turning a page, where you are closing out something that you no longer want to give energy towards. This could be something that's emotionally maturing you. This could be something also that directly relates to the Aries solar eclipse that we had on April 19th and 20th at 29 degrees of Aries. This is kind of like the next phase of what is completing because of how that degree point is being triggered. It also showcases a no going back. Now, one thing I would offer is to also look at how your spirit guides, angels, your soul is traveling with you. And you could also feel like you've been beautifully protected, that you've been taken through some things, you've moved through some things, and you've been so beautifully guided because of how you've been trusting yourself. Really put energy towards that self-acknowledgement. Acknowledge how you've trusted yourself. Also acknowledge how there are things in our lives that come up that we can think, especially with the ego mind, oh, I should take care of that. Oh, I should say something. Oh, I should go in that direction. And then your soul or your intuition is whispering, no, let it go. Don't put energy towards it. Don't invest. Don't even look at it. Don't even direct your attention towards it. That's kind of what this energy is. Where are you understanding that the use of your energy is better received and creates better results when you go this direction into your future, into your higher self, into what you want to manifest, and to not even give attention to anything from the past, especially things you've outgrown, especially things you're not interested in? Almost like, do you have an addiction or an obsession with something from the past? And that's just something to ask yourself quietly. And if it's a yes, then trust that. Be like, yeah, I am kind of obsessed with something from the past, or I can't let this go. Or maybe there's something you're really attached to because of what it represents. And so dig into that. Like, what does this actually represent to me? And you could see it as a person or an experience or a situation that you're still ruminating on. You're still moving through the layers of it. But if you ask a bigger question, like, what does this really represent? You're probably going to get some beautiful gold nuggets of wisdom that it represents something else, or it shows you something else that you're ready to learn from or grow through. Okay, so I have a story coming through right now that of course feels random, but I'm just going to trust it. And it's about some of the wonderful people I've met in this industry. I've been doing this work as an author, as an astrologer for 12 years now, and there's a lot of great people I've met along the way. And I remember connecting with this one woman who did have strong Cancer energy in her chart. And she was going through an experience of somebody actively bullying her on social media. And she's an adult, you know, like these are people who are fully grown in their 50s, right? They've lived life. They know things. They know the world and they know personalities. And then here she is being bullied by someone who was trying to discredit her work, trying to tear her down, trying to gossip about her. Basically, these people had nothing else better to do. You know, they just look like fools who didn't know what to do with themselves. And so as she and I were talking, it came down to, okay, this is happening in your world. And the things that come up around it, the feelings, everything you're going through are very real. But what does this represent to you? Like, who does this person represent to you? And she's like, my dad. She's like, it's my dad. And she got that insight like right away when she went higher into what it archetypally represented. And the other thing that I've also experienced in this line of work is that there are people who will unconsciously work out their issues with others, especially if somebody is in the public eye or somebody in the workplace represents something to them. This can be a manager, a boss, even a coworker, an assistant, whomever, right? We all have these various roles in our lives. And this can also be related to a term called parasocial relationships. Parasocial relationships are one-sided relationships where one person knows you and you have no idea about them. And so this happens with the celebrities and people in the public eye and people that are out there, right? And people are like, oh, I really know this person, but they have no idea I exist. That would be a parasocial relationship. And so what happens is people find themselves working out energies unconsciously with those individuals. Almost like when you're in a workplace and your manager unconsciously reminds you of your mother. And then you are working out that relationship unconsciously with your mother through the workplace dynamic. That's part of what the energy of this week is, where it's about being very conscious of your own energy. What are you working out that's actually one-sided, that has nothing to do with somebody else? It's all about your own internal world, your own internal experience. And going back to these parasocial relationships, like we all have them to some extent, like people that you follow on social media, people that you're a fan of, right? People that you enjoy, like you feel like you know them, but they don't know you. That's part of what I'm feeling the energy of this new moon is take responsibility for what you're feeling, what you're creating, anything that you're unconsciously engaged in. Also, to be aware of if that energy is directed at you, if you're on the receiving end of it. If somebody's working out an issue they have with their father through you, maybe you're going to identify that better. Maybe you're going to sense that or see that and know that it's not personal. Know that it's not really about you. And that can give you some space in between these connections. So much of our spiritual ascension brings up all areas of our energy. It brings up everything, right? It brings up how you work with finances and money, what you believe in, how you are here to share your gifts and understand your talents in the world, how you were raised, you know, what you believed about love and your first relationships and long-term relationships, your own healing, your own trauma. I mean, on and on it goes. Our spiritual journey takes us through all of these energies, all of these parts of our lives. And there are certain defining periods where we are being guided to step into our power and really understand, do you want this part of your experience to go forward with you? Do you really need it? Is there something that you aren't letting go of because you don't know what happens next? I feel like that's part of this Cardinal Grand Cross and this new moon. Again, it starts July 17th and it builds until July 21st and July 22nd. And there could be some very deep insights you have around how your energy is unconsciously operating. But once you bring it to light, once you see it for what it is and you understand it, then it's no longer unconscious. Then you're like, okay, I get it. That's why X, Y, and Z has been in my experience. Or that's why when someone says a certain phrase to me, it takes me back to when I was a 9-year-old boy. You know, like there's so much in our energy that we lose connection with. It's interesting because I'm seeing the brain right now, and so much is stored in our minds, but it's also stored in our energy systems at a cellular level. There's things, you know, you think about your body's muscle memory, and there's things that you can just naturally do or you're naturally good at, especially if you ever played sports or you were involved in anything very physical. Your muscle trained to become stronger with certain actions and certain ways of moving. I'm feeling that is something going on around this Cancer new moon. It's your emotional memory, your emotional muscle memory that could come alive. But I see it as opening up. And then again, this movement of energy, the freedom flow, like allowing it to move through you and clearing out anything that has been stuck or stagnant, or again, tucked away in the back of the heart. And so if it is a heart-related matter for you, something that maybe shaped or formed your heart at a young age, your experience of love, of relationship, connections, partnerships, there's also going to be a beautiful gift of time to further heal and work through anything that you want to elevate, because we have Venus retrograde and Chiron retrograde happening at nearly the same time, July 22nd and July 23rd. And this is a very healing energy that slows down whatever you're ready to understand. I mean, it slows it down to really dig into it and to understand that you can powerfully reprogram it, release it, heal it, whatever it might be. I'll talk more about that next week when we do have the Venus and Chiron retrogrades beginning. But there's something about this week that you're ready to release and to be complete with. I also feel the intensity of this energy could relate to a life theme. It's that big, where you could realize, I'm done with certain things that no longer feel good to my heart, that no longer feel loving, kind, respectful. There's some things too that you could see in yourself if you haven't been loving, kind, or respectful, almost like, wow, I'm going to shift that. I'm going to change that. I'm going to show up differently. So there's internal work here, but it does relate to a bigger picture understanding, a bigger picture of your own journey that even if it's uncomfortable at first, it moves through rather quickly and you bust through to the other side. And I feel it as like this sunburst of energy, sort of like, yes, like it's like championing yourself or feeling like, okay, I did it. I'm busted through that. Wow, that was a big deal. I didn't even know that was lingering in me. So again, this does relate to that Aries solar eclipse that we had April 19th and 20th. That was shining a light of a new part of yourself that you're getting to know, that you're ready to identify with. But this particular week is asking you to make space, to clear out the old, to clear out anything that's been lingering in your heart, in your mind, anywhere in your energy. I'm feeling it as very personal though. Like it's very personal. It's the things we don't talk about. It's the things that we don't always share, especially openly. It's like the things you only trust with certain people. There's something here that is going to set you free if you're really ready to powerfully honor your own growth process. This Cardinal Grand Square is about preparing for a new beginning. allowing something fresh and new and different to come through, to arrive. But that begins with your own consciousness. That begins with your own energy. So just simply stay aware of what shows up, what comes up in your experience or in your awareness. Also, the emotional messages as they come through. I do have a video for you on YouTube that discusses this Cancer New Moon chart even more. So do check that out as I look at the chart and go through more of the specifics of the energy signature. Now, the other main thing this week, as I mentioned, are the nodes of fate changing signs, where we see the North Node moving into Aries, where it has not been since 2004 to 2006, which means that the opposite sign of Libra is also being activated through the South Node. So when the nodes of fate change signs, they open up new areas of growth. And there is the energy this week of a bridge between the North Node in Taurus moving into Aries, the South Node in Scorpio moving into Libra. So the bridge is where you look at what has shifted for you during the North Node in Taurus cycle that began in January 2022. The North Node in Taurus would have brought your attention to money, finances, self-worth, how you create a life that is based on what you value, what you want, and where you've had to grow in these areas as well, bringing you more clarity around your life values and what matters to you that you don't want to negotiate away, that you want to stabilize internally. Now, the energy moving into Aries is about integrating that value system into your sense of self and knowing that you're worth it, knowing you are a powerful manifester, you're a powerful creator. So what calls to you next? Because Aries is about beginnings, what you do with the energy, moving it forward. What do you want to start? This can also signify new life chapters that you're ready for, because you're also perhaps feeling more stabilized in your core, more aware of what you want, of what you don't want. And so the North Node in Aries is going to bring life and a sense of possibility into this area of yourself. Now, the North Node in Aries is going to energize any of your planets or points in Aries. But as it crosses over 29 degrees, which, as I said, is that eclipse point, it brings greater awareness into what you're ready for now, that maybe you thought would start back in April, and now there's a sense of, okay, now things are lining up. Now I'm ready for this. Now I want to make moves and take it forward. So be aware of that this week, where the energy is coming in and the universe is giving you some green lights. Where are those green lights showing up? And that's where you can have a rising yes. Like, yes, I want to go for that. Yes, I want to move in this direction. Yes, I'm ready. The Aries energy will move something forward. And so if there were things that you felt were not moving forward previously, you could feel that shift opening up this week. And you could also have a sense of new possibilities. Almost like, what do I want? Where do I want to direct this energy? What feels correct for me? Where is the new start that I know has my name on it? So that's the North Node. Now the South Node moves from Scorpio into Libra. Now in Scorpio, there were deeper emotional things that we had to get clear on. Maybe facing some fears, maybe digging into some stuff that was really uncomfortable and intense. And it's like, what do I do with all this? Scorpio is also about getting into our own psyche of our own operating system, our unconscious operating system, and to look at, okay, I'm done with this. I'm closing this out. I don't want this anymore. And I'm ready to elevate it. The beauty of Scorpio is that even though it can start with a lot of stuff coming up that we didn't realize was there, it's like bringing up some of the junk in the gutter, right? Or like cleaning out something and you're like, ew, gross. I had no idea all of this was right here. Well, after moving through all that, Scorpio is the phoenix rising. It's the phoenix rising with more wisdom, more clarity, more power, a renewed sense of and we understand how other people's energies have affected us, have influenced us, have shaped us, and then we call it back to ourselves to say, no, this is what I declare is true for me going forward. And part of the Scorpio purge is in no longer allowing something that isn't true for you, that isn't a part of your truth, to infiltrate your energy. That's just one basic description of it. But as the energy moves from Scorpio to Libra, there is new balance, a new sense of equanimity, where the energy can balance out and you can see things more objectively. Because Scorpio can have very strong reactions, opinions. It's a very all or nothing, yes or no, my way or the highway. This is the energy too, where there's no middle ground. But in Libra, it's finding the middle ground, being more objective, more diplomatic, also looking at where connections are reciprocal and mutual and where they are not, where you have people in your life who are equals, people who contribute, who show up, who participate in the same way that you do. Conversely, it's looking at yourself and how you show up to connections and relationships and if you are an equal. It's so funny. This reminds me of a friend of mine who was just sharing a story about her boyfriend's previous relationships and that he was always on a pedestal. Libra relationships are equal. There are no pedestals. Okay. When you're with an equal, nobody's higher than the other. Nobody is better than or more powerful. Libra is about the equal exchange of energies. So then you're on common ground with people. And I was thinking about how we have so many relationships in our world, right? You have your friendships, your family relationships, your work relationships, your private relationships, you know, with a spouse, a lover, boyfriend, girlfriend, whomever. Those are all relationships, but that doesn't mean they're partnerships. Partnerships are equals. Partnerships are where, again, you're on common ground. These are all Libra themes here. And so there could be something that comes to light of where the energies aren't equal. Or it's not a true partnership. People can be married for years and together for years in a relationship. That doesn't mean it's a partnership. It doesn't. It's not the same thing. So Libra is about how you do equal relating, equal partnerships, and your own awareness around how those dynamics have showed up for you. Because some people, honestly, they don't want equal relationships. They want to be on top. They want to be on charge. They don't want to be, for whatever reason, in an equal dynamic. The basis of the connection is on each person contributing, participating, and showing up in order to give and connect with the other. And so as the South Node journeys through Libra, there could be some understandings of unhealthy power dynamic, things that are not working that you need to discuss, which is a strength of Libra. Because the Libra energy, being an air sign, is about, okay, how do we negotiate this? How do we compromise? How do we talk this through? The South Node in Libra is going to bring up how we communicate even through difficult situations, things that aren't easy to discuss, things that are uncomfortable but are necessary, especially for the sake of a healthy relationship and one that's based on equals. Now, granted, if you are in a great relationship, it's stable, it's healthy, it's awesome, then you're going to have opportunities to improve it with the South Node in Libra, to make it better, to look at how can we be stronger together as a team. And long-term relationships are where people have shared interests going forward. They have shared goals. They have things that are on the same page. So know that the South Node can bring up how to strengthen this connection or how to make it better or how to make sure that we're not taking each other for granted. That happens a lot in connections, especially long-term relationships. So there could be something here that you have to revive that you look at and you're like, oh, wow, we really have been getting too lazy or maybe too comfortable with each other. Let's make sure that we're understanding who we really are, what we really need, and what this connection is really about for each of us. So I feel like the South Node in Libra can bring about a renewal for those relationships that are important to you It's also going to test and reveal where things are out of balance, where more communication is needed, and where things can be improved. And I do want to say a side note that if you're in a great relationship and nobody's on a pedestal, but one of you excellently parallel parks, you deserve to be on a pedestal for like 10 minutes. If you can parallel park the first time without an assist from the vehicle's operating system, you deserve to be on a pedestal. Your partner should give you that, right? Because that's an achievement. But then in a partnership, you're no longer on the pedestal after 10 minutes and you're like, okay, we're equals again. And now one of us has to expertly pull us out of this parallel parking spot. So looking at this week's energies, if you have planets or points at 29 or 28 degrees of the cardinal signs, this is going to be a bigger week for you. And that's just where you're ready to grow, where you're ready to purge, where you're ready to turn some chapters and move some things out so that the new can come in. And by new, it can simply be a new affirmation to yourself, a new belief system that you want to put into place. It can be something new that is more energetically aligned with who you are. So I hope that this Cancer new moon gives you some brilliant clarity and understanding around what you're ready to bust through and purge out so that you can move into that new spectrum of experiences that your soul is championing you to move into. That's something else I'm feeling, especially as we move towards Leo season. Leo season feels bigger this year because of the Venus retrograde, but also there could be something that you're just truly ready for and you feel it in your heart. So we'll talk about that more next Wednesday. But just know that what we're moving into is designed to give you greater clarity on what you deeply desire to experience at this time in your journey. A few quick things I want to share with you before I sign off. The first update I have is that the upcoming Alaska cruise that's occurring September 1st to September 8th, there is space available on the ship, and it's called Sail with Spirit. You can go to sailwithspirit.com. I am presenting two workshops, and others are also sharing their expertise and teachings on this cruise. And it's occurring as we visit various ports of call in Alaska. So please check out the website, Sail with Spirit, if this fits into your plans, if this is something on your bucket list that you would like to join me for. We are very excited about this upcoming journey. And there are really incredible healers, teachers, guides, psychics, and intuitives on this cruise as well. So if you are able to join, please make sure you use my name when you sign up. I believe there are people looking for roommates. So if you would like a roommate on the ship, I believe that is a possibility. But they can tell you more once you sign up. So again, sailwithspirit.com is where you can find more information about that. And I was also notified that my latest release, Awakening Astrology, is on sale right now on Kindle for 99 cents. Now, I don't know when that expires. So just a heads up that it could change price at any time. But Amazon is doing their Prime Days right now, and a lot of things are on sale. And I was delighted to see that you could get my new book for only 99 cents. Now, it is the Kindle version, but you don't need a Kindle. You can read it on any device through the Kindle app. So you download the Kindle app on your phone, your tablet, wherever, and then you're able to access the full Kindle library. So just wanted to share that with you because can't go wrong with 99 cents for a book these days. You can find out all about my latest astrology programs, courses, and classes at mollymccord.online. And as always, I look forward to connecting with you again soon through this podcast. New episodes are released every Monday and Wednesday. So thank you as always for joining me, wishing you a beautiful journey through the Cancer new moon, and also a beautiful and deeper connection to what you need now and what you're ready to experience next on your journey. I'll see you back here really soon. Take good care.